KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on imports from Colombia after Colombia refused to accept U.S. migrant arrest flights. But Colombia has now changed its course, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The White House announcing the two sides have reached an agreement, vowing to hold off on those tariffs, but still imposing visa restrictions and halting visa services at the U.S. embassy until those deportation flights land in Colombia. In a statement, the White House press secretary warning, President Trump expects all other nations of the world to fully cooperate and accept the deportation of their citizens illegally present in the United States.
Rain in Southern California is helping reduce the fire risk, but it's increasing worries about mudslides. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day. There are ceremonies at Auschwitz marking 80 years since the death camp was liberated. And for the second time in 3 years, the Super Bowl will match the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. The game is in New Orleans, February 9th. This is ABC News. Confirmed in South Korea that the passenger plane that crashed last month, killing all but two people on board, struck birds.
Both engines of the Jeju Air flight that crashed last month in South Korea contained duck remains, according to a preliminary report released on Monday. We're also learning the final 4 minutes of recordings from both the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder are missing. Officials are still trying to figure out what caused the crash that left 179 people dead. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Another reason for older adults to get out and get exercise. A new study says 150 minutes of moderate activity, think walking or dancing each week, can lower the risk of death by 31%. And a sweet way for a baby to come into the world. An Alabama woman couldn't make it to a hospital, so she gave birth in her car in the parking lot of a Krispy Kreme. The company is giving the family free donuts for the year and will host the little boy's birthday parties. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Bills lose in Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Buffalo Bills lost the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs, 32-29. The Bills had the lead 10-7 in the second quarter, despite losing defensive back Christian Benford after he was carted off the field with another concussion. Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
You know, losing CB hurt us early there. We had a chance to convert a fourth down there, fourth and short. And then another fourth down late in the game there. It looked like we had a chance to catch it. Didn't work out that way.
The Chiefs are headed to their third consecutive Super Bowl. Head coach Andy Reid.
I'm proud of our guys battling. I mean, Pat Mahomes was phenomenal. You know, Travis Kelce, their leadership, Chris Jones. They didn't waver at all, and they know when to have fun, but they also know when to bear down.
The Chiefs will take on the Eagles, who beat Washington 55-23. NBA, the Bucks are in Utah tonight to play the Jazz. College basketball, the Badgers with a blowout win at home over Nebraska, 83-55. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can say that, mother DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies, because he purchased the home in 2024 for $17 million smackers. Not many people pocket $133 mil on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, a couple of flurries, or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy, upper teens tonight, and partly sunny, warmer, and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Right now it's 22.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Deming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino with the Mayor here. Coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW, downtown Green Bay. 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, 1590 AM and 1100 AM if you're listening overseas. Joining us right now, a man that's pretty much international with his love of baseball, Mr. Bill Morgan, Green Bay Blue Ribbons. Football season's basically over. Let's talk baseball.
Yes, I'm really excited. Pretty soon you'll hear the catchers and pitchers reporting. Hopefully, I was told that one of my teams is going to go to Florida for a little spring training of their own. So maybe I'll get to catch a few of the Grapefruit League.
Would you want me to come out some nights and be your bullpen catcher?
Well, we could have you do that, yeah.
I think that would be great.
Yes.
Don't have him throw real hard, though. It's been a few years. You know what I mean? Just kind of, whatever the lob type thing, just kind of.
That'd be a good idea. Mm.
So, when does things kick off? Is it?
We start right around the 1st of June. We might do a few media things in that in late May, but we have to wait till the high schools and colleges finish up. You know, our players are either out of high school, playing college now, or recently finished their college
careers. Well, from what I heard Saturday from one of your cohorts, Ricky, you guys are lining up some pretty good local talent, aren't you?
Yep, we're getting a lot of local boys, and they're young, but I think they've got the talent. They're going to some good colleges in the future, so we hope we can give them a little experience.
I mean, some of the best high school players from around here will be suiting up for the Blue Ribbons this summer.
Yes, you're going to see Bayport, Deep Pier, West of Pier, Preble kids all out on the field. Plus, we have some, you know, a couple come from out of state, and that they just want an experience to be able to play ball.
Wow. What were the highlights last year? I followed you a little bit. Tell me what's...
We had a very good season.
Yeah.
We were in two different leagues. In the Northeast Wisconsin Baseball League, we took first place. That's more local teams, the Sheboygans, Menashes. And then in the Wisconsin State League, which has teams down in the Milwaukee area, a couple teams from Illinois, we took second place, and we were actually just percentage points from first place. So,
well, you know the nice thing about what you guys do, though, too, is baseball is one of those sports where, like, you know, when I went to school in Arizona, and I always felt like these kids have such an advantage down there. I mean, they're playing right now. They're playing baseball right now. When I was a public address announcer, they had a fall through early winter league where teams from the north would come down, and it was, you know, they didn't go on your record, but they would still keep, they'd come down to Tempe, Arizona in like late October, November to about mid-December, and they would play. I mean, Wyoming and Colorado and all these schools would come in because by then it's too cold up north. So those kids would, you know, some kid up here in Wisconsin, well, he's playing basketball or he's ice fishing or something like that. Those kids, if they're serious about baseball, That's where you got to go. And what you guys do with this, you guys play so many games, it's a little bit of that flavor of, if you want to play baseball, we're going to play so much baseball, you're going to get your fill.
Right, and we're pretty lucky. We play, you know, 40 to 50 games. We carry a roster somewhere in the mid-30s to 40, and you can still have a life. We do not do too much. I know a lot of kids, their goal is to go up to the Northwoods League or something, right, where it's like Major League Baseball. Yeah. Every day you're on the field, you eat in the motels, or you're traveling in the buses and stuff. So I like this style. The kids can still, some of them have jobs yet.
Well, most of them do, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they've got to pay for their schooling and stuff, most of them yet. So I'm real happy the way we've set this up.
But it's like, I don't mean to go too far overboard here. You guys run it in a professional manner. I mean, it's not a bunch of guys out there just screwing around and doing whatever, like, you know what I mean? And
right,
you guys, if you're gonna play, you're gonna do it right.
Yep. When I started with them 5 years ago, we had a president, Phil Dukett, that he really got us started in a good way, and now he's working more with his own kids involved in sports. So our new president, Ken Leo, is really doing a great job. We're searching always for sponsors, because it's expensive to do all this, you know, especially the weekend trips to Illinois and place like that. So they're doing a good job. We're working with Joannie's, trying to make more, or the city of Green Bay, trying to make Joannie's a little bit nicer and a more of attraction. That to me is the golden spot of Green Bay that no one knows about.
Totally agree.
How about baseball just overall, right? I mean, we're so overshadowed with football, and some basketball. You say there's a good bench, a good youth coming in?
Oh, yes.
And that's,
you know, there's been some in this area that, you know, have made the show, and there's a few right now. One I coached at Preble a few years ago,
Wagner.
Max Wagner's playing double-A ball for the Orioles. There's a Jet Thilke, I was told, from Bayport, is playing with one of the minor league teams. So there's opportunities for kids in Wisconsin. That
two
don't...
kids from Apple. Gary Varsha, if you want to consider that. But
right,
he was going, his son, Gary, of course, has been involved in Major League Baseball for a lot of years. I think he's from Wisconsin Rapids. Where's Gary from?
I think it's that area. I can't tell you for sure.
But anyway, I still think it was amazing earlier this season when it was the first time in Major League history somebody caught and hit against the same team, or where he was traded, right, and then he got whatever, and then he comes back, and you got one kid from Appleton doing the catching and another kid from Appleton doing the hitting in the major leagues. I thought that was pretty
cool.
That
is cool.
Yes, our Fox River Valley has some great talent, and we're trying to get them exposed more, and that's our goal.
So, Bill, when we talk about these not professional, not really subsidized, how do you get – where's the sponsorship? And can we help you with that? You want to shout out and give a thank you? Because that's so important to so – we have nonprofits in here a lot. I'm not saying you're a nonprofit, but
– we are.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. So you need people to give you money without expecting a cash return.
Correct. We can't make it just selling hot dogs and popcorn and souvenir caps. So we have people – we have individuals, but we have a lot of businesses that have stepped forward and became sponsors. They get a maybe a billboard or something on an outfield wall. We always announce them during the between innings and stuff like that. And they're the real ones that keep us going.
John heard me say this many times, but you know, I teach at TC, right?
Right?
I teach some business classes. In fact, we start today again. But we always talk about my goal is to have them be profitable, right?
Yes.
And this is what you can do. We talk about personalities and family businesses and patents and everything else. But anyway, after that, it becomes philanthropy. I mean, you really need to give it back. And so I take them to some not 501c3s like you and say, look, this is the kind of stuff you got to support or the community's not going to make it. I mean, politicians take all the credit and businesses are very important, but it is. It's people like you that bring us those amenities that we love here.
Yes, we charge a minimal player fee, but we would never be able to make our trips or be in both leagues at all if we didn't have corporate sponsors. We've got people that sponsor us that supply our meats, our chicken for our chicken sandwiches and stuff like that. So anything that we can get that anybody wants step forward, they just contact us at Green Bay Blue Ribbons. And
it's a great level of baseball.
That's what I'm saying.
It is like take an all-star team of all some of the greatest high school and college players around here and put them all together. And that's what you do. People don't understand the level of the talent that you guys have there. But I want to go back to something. You got a scrapbook here with a bunch of pictures of old Joannie's. Give the history on Joannie's, and you mentioned it too, about one of the coolest little known, I mean, we all know about it or whatever, but it's just tucked away, you know, out of the, by Green Bay East High School, you know, right by the river and everything like that. But the history of that place, you know what I talk about, Jim, you and I talk about so many times about, you know, either restoring or honoring some of these great old classic buildings. Joannie's is right along that same vein of let's keep this thing alive.
Correct. In 1929, they built the old wooden grandstands where Joannie's sits. And so we're coming up on the 100th anniversary in just four short years. And we want to make sure that we really have a good celebration for that. So we're hopefully going to do a lot more improvements at Joannie's. But through the years, I mean, I'm 10 weeks shy of being 75, so I got to watch the baseball played there in the 50s. And originally, it was a minor league farm team for originally the Philadelphia Phillies. They were only there for about a year. But then the Cleveland Indians came in, and then they sold it to the Brooklyn Dodgers. And so we had some great minor league ball. We had several major league Hall of Famers actually start their careers in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
See, nobody knows that.
Yeah, you had, you know, a lot of people remember Frank Howard because he married a Green Bay girl, had a bar in Green Bay, stayed in the area. But there's other ones, Andy Pafko that was with the Milwaukee Braves. There were several players. And then we were in a league like
won the World Series with them.
Right. The teams from Oshkosh, the teams from Appleton, they had major leaguers that became outstanding all-stars.
And John always talks about how it's one of the not the quietest, but just it's not as elevated as it should be. And you just rattled off a ton of reasons why, you know, to learn from that. But what was it? The Press Gazette kind of was all in on the Packers, right? I mean, they kind of own that, not own it, but they.
The major reason was the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to Los Angeles, and they decided they wanted to move all their farm teams out to the West Coast. And then at that time, the Braves moved from Boston to Milwaukee. Yeah. Originally, the farm teams at Joannie's were able to draw crowds 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 a game. And when there was all of a sudden a major league team, the Braves, came to Milwaukee, a lot of people start saying, well, I'm going to drive to Milwaukee and see the guys that are in the top of the show. So,
and then once they start televising baseball games, that hurt.
That always hurts, yeah. Yes. Even now, I know, like, you were the announcer for UWGB. I worked those games for 30 years. And I know people now, it's televised,
yeah.
It's cold out, I'm going to stay home watching on TV.
And he, as much as he talks about the ambiance of, you know, the band playing and
yes,
the smell of popcorn and the students, it's also okay to sit at home and have a pizza.
Oh, you know, yeah.
And I think they're making money, and I think that's why they do that. I mean,
that's part of it,
but
yes.
But that high school still draws really well.
Oh, yeah.
How are you guys doing on your attendance? You see, that's 6,000 people is a lot of people.
Yes, we don't approach that. One of our biggest nights is we sponsor an all-star game between the Shoreland League teams and the Door County Leagues. So we get all the people that, you know, those are some enthusiastic fans that'll travel anywhere to watch
that
baseball.
Door County cool. League, that's the Sunday League?
Yes.
Oh, my. I covered a few things up there. You want to talk about old school one town versus another
That's
town?
That's awesome.
It's unbelievable.
That's what it is.
Yes.
I love driving through those small towns. And it's not, the population, you got to look for that. You got to look, but boy, home of whatever.
Absolutely.
Yes. Right.
That's is that the yeah. Dairyland? Is it? They still have the Dairyland?
I don't. There is a Dairyland, but I think that's more on the west side.
Okay. Yeah. But that, I mean, Sunday afternoons, go and Washington Island has a team.
Yes.
They go up there and play. And that is a really, really cool league.
It's been it around
old
forever.
School.
Yes.
Yep. All right. We got to set a real quick break. Talking more baseball here with Bill Morgan. Green Bay Blue Ribbons, back right after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista.
time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. 23 in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 23 in Oshkosh. The wind is a little nasty, though, coming out of the southwest at, what'd you say, 12, Todd? 10. Coming out at 10. We got Bill Morgan here talking Blue Ribbons baseball. And again, we think this is, you know, talk about the great little things in Green Bay that have been here forever, that have persevered. And we talked about the Hotel Northland. And we talked, oh, by the way, some people are not happy with the Northland.
Let's save that for the break.
Okay. Well, no, it's not a bad, but kids like to go there to get their like prom pictures taken. And they're like kicking people out.
Oh, that's not good.
I saw one of our people, one of our good friends here, our listeners.
All right. That is not.
Said, why did they chase out these three kids? They're all well-dressed in their formals. They want to get pictures taken. Okay. They would shoot out.
Have them send me something and let me look into that. I just want to say, John, there's usually two sides to stories.
I understand.
So I just want to say. If
I understand. My guy, who I saw, you're one of your daughters or somebody. Yeah. I won't even say your name, but go ahead and tell me what happened.
That's a beautiful place to take pictures.
Perfect place.
Yeah, I'll look into that,
right.
And then I'll share with you off air.
Okay.
Because that's not, I mean, I know them pretty well.
Yeah, I know
there,
you.
Right?
Do.
And I are doing a fundraiser over there.
I know.
And,
I know. I'm just saying what I saw on Facebook.
All right.
But anyway, so we got Bill Morgan, who is, you have invested your life in this community. You were a police officer, sheriff's deputy for how many years?
I was a deputy for 40 years, 38 full-time on the road driving squad cars.
Okay, and then you devoted the other half of your life to baseball and making Green Bay a hub of baseball. I still say the University of Wisconsin is idiotic. Barry Alvarez, go away. I still think it's time they bring back baseball. If Northwestern and Indiana and Minnesota and these schools can have baseball, there's not a logical reason why you can't have baseball at the University of Wisconsin. Their football program has bought in billions of dollars. It would be no problem to have baseball. Barry Alvarez is too lazy to bring it back.
Yeah, it's such a shame. I heard the Brewers owner, the original owner.
Yeah.
He even offered to help sponsor building a stadium.
They have millions upon millions upon millions of dollars sitting there with these big corporate people that are alumni of Wisconsin.
Right.
We're going to put in X number of millions of dollars and we'll get it started like nothing. And Barry Alvarez, don't even talk to me about it. I don't want to. Go away, Barry Alvarez. You had your day. You don't have Ron Dayne running behind you anymore.
No.
Okay, go away.
It's a shame because that was one of the oldest baseball
clubs in the country. Yes.
I know several kids that actually went there hoping to play baseball in
right.
Division I, and they eliminated it.
Think about the talent we've had in Wisconsin over years. I mean, guys that have played in the Jared Washburn and on, I mean, Council, yada, yada, yada. We can go on and on and on and on and on. How many great baseball players had to go somebody else?
Right.
Yep.
Okay, that's too bad. I mean, it just is. Because right. I think some, I mean, kids play baseball because they love baseball. But it's also nice to see, like you said, to get into a great high school program and then university system.
I mean, you got a Big Ten school in your state. What right. more of an honor do these
right,
kids
that's
have?
What I'm saying. Yeah.
We've had players of our own that they've gone to either Michigan State or they've gone to Minnesota now in some of these places. They'd love to have had a chance to play for Madison.
Absolutely.
So I want to get back to Joanne's and what you're doing there, but where is that at? Is there some politicians that are trying to run this thing? Do you have the Board of Regents? I mean, we have a couple of Board of Regents people living right here in Green Bay, which is right. awesome. It's about time.
We pretty much just have our Board of Directors meeting. You know, well, we're always out trying to find sponsorship. We just did we rented a table actually at a Bayport baseball golf outing just to
right.
try Exposure. To get out to Awareness. Sponsors and stuff. And, our board of directors pretty much has to work through the city, and I'm sure if we could find more funding, if we could get something going, the city would listen to us. Their priorities, of course, you know, are the things that are their money makers. We've talked about in sports, they want the teams to be money making and stuff. Well, for Green Bay, their worry is Bay Beach, the wildlife sanctuary, and things that are going to bring money back in that they can sustain the operation just through their own.
Well, they have a lot of parks that money. Bring yeah. in zero.
Right. There's a lot of little parks, though, that are ignored. I know I'm a like councilman 30, now.
Like 36.
And I've got a couple parks. I'd like to see new base, or not baseball equipment, but just swings and stuff for our local kids yeah. that are getting ignored.
My point is there's no revenue, nor should there be in that stuff. I want to get back to, I just want to touch one
Put
more
in
thing.
Some pickleball on, courts.
There's going to be a oh, lot
I think
of
that's,
them.
That's coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was at the Croc Center the other day.
Oh, yeah. He works out now.
Yeah.
You never know it, but you, go ahead, John.
Did you start?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice job. Right.
That's great.
Okay.
So I was
he gets
jogging.
Mad at me for saying that. Todd's like, did you start? Same question.
I was jogging through Hawaii.
Okay.
That was my screen.
Their yeah. treadmills
that's
built.
That's cool. Dragging through Hawaii.
Yeah, that.
I went from one coast to the other.
Wow.
I did.
Yeah, that's okay. It's still playing.
Just
he's
saying. Here.
He's just not.
He's just not on it. He sets it at 4
and
5.
That is Diamond Head.
But at the Croc Center, their treadmills, you can, I'm probably telling you something you know, but you can just program in if you want to run through Italy, Hawaii,
nice.
And you can see that view. And,
yeah.
you know, you got to get in the zone. So you put on the right music, you know, you know, like that
yeah.
You know, and you can kind of get into that.
I haven't figured out that part yet, but that's next.
I imagine by you'll want the Rocky theme, I'm sure.
I got to ask you, how many pounds have you lost and how did you do it?
I've lost total about 70 pounds, 75, but sometimes it was from injuries through the years.
Right.
I just gave up eating because I didn't like it when I was injured. But a lot of it now as I finally got older, my parents had lied to me all these years, tell me that if I didn't clean my plate, the children in China were going to starve. Well,
no
I
question.
Found out that wasn't true. So
they're eating well.
I'm finally going to a restaurant.
In China, my God.
And getting one cheese.
They've got obesity problems
there's
now, I guess.
There's more billionaires every year in China than anywhere else. So,
I know.
Okay.
They're
no, fine. My parents, you know, we grew up with the same parents, but mine, it was Africa in our house. But it was the same premise of clean your plate. And
so now
they're starving children in Africa.
Billy, I have to ask you one more thing off of baseball, 1 second. Jim and I went to the game that was kind of the GB game where they had to cancel it and move it to the rush, whatever.
Right.
But we're sitting there, and I was thinking, I said, man, the atmosphere we used to have at some of these games.
I couldn't believe how great it was.
And you were in the epicenter.
Yeah, my job, my detail always was, I was with the sheriff's department then, so I always had to guard the visiting coach to make sure no one interacted with them non-professionally and stuff. So,
well, can I just say you failed because Section F interacted with those coaches.
Yes, but I had also had, like, I had to break up a fight with Kowalczyk and assistant coach from Milwaukee.
I remember that.
I had the Cleveland State coach that ended up being a
Kevin Mackey.
Crackhead throw a cup of water on a fan and separate those two. So
yeah, I remember the Kowalczyk thing.
Oh, yeah.
Plain as day. Oh, man. We may have had a couple of Bud Lights after that game and talked about it.
I think so.
Bill Morgan, keep in contact with us. Let us know what we can do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that level of baseball around here is so important. And it's part of what makes this a great community.
Yeah.
And same thing with Joanne's.
Like I say, best entertainment in town for a cheap price. Still a couple bucks to get in, a couple dollars for a Pabst beer. I mean, you're not going to find that anywhere.
You can't beat it. And the legacy, it's awesome. When we come back, very special guest, Anders Lindwald, director, writer of Green and Gold, the movie. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Some changes announced by the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. They've decided to restructure a bit. Their president explains why next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Charlie Crave is the president of the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation Board of Directors, and he said they made the decision to merge some of their services with the UW Foundation for some simple efficiencies.
The reason for that is they currently hold most of our funds. So our funds are invested through the UW Foundation. However, they have a hallway of lawyers, accountants, et cetera, et cetera. We currently outsource a number of those services. And while they are competitively priced, we have done our research. We are absolutely positive we can save money by operating with the structure of the UW Foundation.
Charlie Crave, president of the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation Board. Now, under their restructure, they did release Executive Director Brenda Scheider, as well as her assistant, Joanne Wolin. Still, Crave says the efficiencies they're finding with this restructure should help donor dollars go farther and continue the 70-year history the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation Board has had. And Wisconsin milk production looking pretty good for 2024's end. The December milk production came in 2.69 billion pounds of milk, up just a little bit compared to a year ago. But we did it with 1,000 fewer milk cows than November, 5,000 fewer milk cows than Wisconsin had compared to a year ago. Each one of those cows producing about 2,125 pounds of milk, up 10 pounds from last December. That's just a quick check on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy, upper teens tonight, and partly sunny, warmer and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Right now it's 22.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages.
I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 11 people were rescued from the ice in the Bay of Green Bay in Door County Friday after winds and open leads caused a crack that widened up to 30 feet. In under an hour, leaving them stranded. All 11 anglers were rescued with no injuries. Meanwhile, another ice rescue happened in Nassauwappe outside of Sturgeon Bay Friday. The Coast Guard is reminding all anglers that no ice is 100% safe and stepping over an ice crack is always dangerous. The southern portion of Green Bay is officially closed to shipping traffic for the season. The U.S. Coast Guard closed down the area southwest of a line from Peshtigo Point to Sherwood Point to all commercial traffic this weekend. Next month, ThetaCare Medical Center Waupaca will be shutting down its labor and delivery unit. Friday, members of the Facebook group Save Our Waupaca Labor and Delivery protested in an effort to save the maternity services. The hospital claims labor shortages and an increase in complexities in maternity care have driven more people to use ThetaCare Nina to deliver their babies. ThetaCare has said the community pushback will not change their decision. The maternity unit at ThetaCare Waupaca is scheduled to close February 15th. A Racine man has admitted to his role in a swatting operation that targeted Ring doorbell camera owners across the country. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The feds say back in November of 2020, Kaya Nelson placed hoax emergency calls to 911 and live-streamed the police response on social media. The week-long spree saw Nelson and his co-conspirators get access to victims' Yahoo email accounts and their linked Ring devices. Nelson faces a potential sentence of 15 years in federal prison.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW downtown Green Bay, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, Civic Media app worldwide, 1590 AM in Finland and 1100 AM in Prague.
Or something like
that. I'm giving
that.
Them a shout.
Yeah, close okay. enough.
Yes, I am. Very honored to have a very special guest. I am so excited about this movie. Anders Lindwald, director of Green and Gold, the movie. I just saw a trailer last night. Anders, first of all, thank you so very much for taking the time to join Mind on the Mayor here in Green Bay.
Oh, you bet. Excited to chat with you guys. Thanks for having me.
And I just have to read one line, you know, in the about thing. You hear this all the time, but his hope for his work is to temporarily draw people out of the universal ache of human suffering and inspire them with childlike goodness and beauty. Like that's an awesome mission statement, you know? And I saw a little bit of.
And the thing is, though, I think you copied us because every day when we start our show, we repeat that mantra. Yeah.
We hold hands.
Uh-huh. I bet you guys do. Yeah, sure.
Anders, I have to ask you, where are you from in the UP?
From Iron River, Michigan.
You're a Wycon.
Just the border. I am. How do you know that?
I'm an Agati miner.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
In fact, I go so far back in my, not my roots, but in Iron River. You were in Iron River, right? You're a Wycon.
Yeah.
My brother ran, you're too young for this probably, my brother was manager of the Iron River Montgomery Woods catalog store.
Oh, my. Remember? Yeah, I'm too young for that.
A lot of people are.
My other favorite thing, though, because we used to play ball against Crystal Falls and Iron River and all those places, our favorite thing was Riverside Pizza, and we now have one in Green Bay.
I know it. You know, I actually just filmed an interview there. This was a week ago, ironically, when I was passing through town with Brad Zima, who's, I don't know if you know him at all, but It was surreal to see like Iron River memorabilia in a Green Bay store.
That's awesome. By the way, you're not the most famous guy to come to from Iron River. Baumgartner, the one that gold medal in the Olympics a few years ago, may have taken that spot. What do you think?
Yeah, no, he's actually, it's funny because Nick's a pal of mine.
Oh.
And when we had the red carpet event at Lambeau, he came on down for it and took a bunch of pictures. And he's been hustling it on social media, trying to help us get the word out. So.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, so I know you've been asked all these questions, but maybe our listeners haven't heard them. But what inspired you? Where'd you get the whole concept of the Green and Gold movie?
Yeah, it came because our grandfather, I say R a lot because my brother and I did the film together.
Right.
Our grandfather was a dairy farmer. And so we kind of, you know, that farm, the dairy part of it was shut down, but we kind of, you know, grew up around some of the ag community and just always thought, you know, aside from the greater upper Midwest, we were surprised at how few farm stories that were actually told out there in movies. And so, you know, it's such a prominent part of American life, and for all people's lives, really, it's such a baseline need. And then, you know, also kind of just how difficult of an operation they are to run. So
right.
It felt like, it just felt like a really ripe story to tell. And that, you know, especially that area, you know, where I grew up, it's just like that, you don't see that in movies. And when you do, it's really, it feels like it's always poorly done, or they're like these kind of hokey folks that which was just so different than the experience that I had growing up.
Yeah, I hated the one, what's his name? Great actor, phenomenal actor. It's about deer hunting in the UP, the 50.
Yeah.
That was so dumb.
Yeah. It's that kind of stuff, you know, that we just didn't. It's like, man, I mean, I get it, has its place. Like everything has its place, right? But,
yeah.
But it was never the other side of that coin, which is like just wonderful people who are wholesome and taking care of their neighbor, doing their, you know, like really responsible, hardworking, kind. It's like that side I'd never seen.
Can I ask you on the business side of things? I was in office and people would come in with movies all the time. The Missing
Jim. Genie. Okay. So Jim here, I don't know if you know the background. He was the longest serving mayor in Green Bay history at 16 years and was actually featured in two movies, none of which he actually watched.
They weren't that good, and I'm not.
He actually was. Anders, listen to me. He went to the premiere. He went to the Green Bay premiere.
I did,
and he was bored, and his role hadn't come up. And he goes to an usher. He goes, "How much longer? How much longer is this movie?" And the guy goes, "What did he say?"
The guy said 50 minutes, and I'm like, 15 or 50? He goes, 50. I went back to my wife. I said, "Let's go." Yeah, just they didn't catch me. But I want to say that. You know, Oscar Goodman, who, of course, was the mayor of Las Vegas forever, if you did a film in Vegas, he wrote right in the contract that he had to have a cameo role. He really did. It was.
Did you get that memo, Anders?
You didn't get it from me. But
Nobody sent me that memo.
Okay, well, you're lucky I wasn't in office when you did this. But there were a couple movies. Where'd you get, can I ask, you don't have to tell me, but the financing? Because people come in and you read the scripts and sign this confidentiality thing. Don't ever show this to anybody. It's like, yeah, I won't. But getting them off the ground,
tough.
How'd you do it?
Yeah, so it's, you know, every project I think can be a little different. It depends if you're, you know, financed from studios versus private equity. And we didn't have any connections into a studio. So private equity was like our only shot.
Wow.
So it was... because my brother and I, we do commercials for a living. That's how we pay our bills. And so it was actually a guy, he owned a NASCAR team, and we had done a bunch of their marketing for the NASCAR team. And they ended up winning the cup that year, and we just had a great relationship with the CEO. And he pulled us aside, you know, was like, "What else are you guys doing? And I love the work you guys do for us. It's so good." And that's, you know, we told him about wanting to make a movie, and he was like, "I want to make a movie too." And so he was like our first initial investor. And then, you know, we kind of, once you have the first investor, it's a little bit easier to get the other ones on board.
Yeah.
You know, it's still hard. It's not, I thought it would actually be easier. It's still, because I think the reality, I don't think a lot of people know this, but like, I think it's 9 out of 10 movies lose money.
Wow.
And so you're talking a major high risk investment.
Right.
And, that wasn't Joey Logano, was it?
No, it wasn't Joey Logano. Right. No.
But I think we're going to ask you advice for people who want to aspire to be like you and your brother. But to build those relationships, I mean, some of these artists are just all into their art, and that's great. Yeah. But you got to build relationships. Like, that was smart what you did with the NASCAR guy, and winning the cup didn't hurt. But but financing is part of that. I'm so glad that that worked for you. And I, even though you said 9 out of 10, that 10% can ring the till, too.
It wasn't Kurt Busch, was it?
No, right. It was the group was Furniture Row Race.
All right.
Is the group.
John's working on a movie.
Hey, Anders, I have to, and following up with what Jim says, too, along those lines, how does somebody from Iron River, Michigan, who, you know, grew up in the, I mean, that's the real UP, how do you go from that to where you are right now with Craig T. Nelson, who's a phenomenal actor and, of course, All the Right Moves and coach and all these great things he's done? He could take his pick of projects. How does this kid from Iron River get into the position you're in right now? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello. Yeah. Yep, there we are.
Did you hear Johnny's question?
Hello, Anders? Anders, you there? Hello, hello, hello.
All right, we'll wrap up. We'll call back.
Yeah, we lost the call. Okay.
That's a good question, though, because, you know, you think if the guy, well, my parents were, we lived out in L.A. or New Yorkers.
We were friends with so-and-so.
He knew somebody. His kid became real famous. I called him. But yeah, that's pretty cool from Iron River. Iron River.
You ever been to Iron River? It's actually a pretty cool place. That's where, you ever go to Ski Brule?
Yes.
Ski Brule is basically Iron River.
Oh, yeah.
It's right outside of there.
Okay.
It's a great little town. It really and truly is. Great little town.
I think it's known more as I'm going up to Ski Brule.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But it's great. There's beautiful lakes around there, everything. Anders, we got you back, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, too. But again, how does a kid from the UP, a small town in the UP, go from this? And because I'll be honest, I grew up in a little mining town in Nagani. You grew up in a little mining town, Iron River. How did you get from there to here?
Yeah, you know, it was a high school teacher, actually, who I wanted to be like Nick Bumgarner and be a pro skier, actually. And
I was just telling Jim about Ski Brule.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to plug Ski Brule for anybody listening out there. I spent so many days out there. Right. But, yeah, I wanted to be a pro skier, but I had a, you know, high school teacher saw me making these ski videos. And he said, you know, what else are you going to do if you don't end up going pro? And I was like, I don't know. I hadn't thought about that. And so he's like, you're really good at film. And so he kind of got me interested in like thinking about maybe that could be my other career path, and totally changed my life. So I figured out some scholarships, how to go to school in Los Angeles. And when I was out there, it was funny because my first class in university out there, film class, I noticed like all my other friends, like they grew up, their dads were producers on movies, and you know, it's Los Angeles is the business. But I just was suited for what I was doing. I was just like a little bit. I had just like a creative knack that I knew I was good at, and just so that was when I at first was like, oh, maybe I could actually do this. I went right from college, just started directing commercials because that was the only thing I could figure out how to do to make money. And you know, and then it took 20 years of doing that before I was able to get a crack at doing a movie. So
overnight success.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just a 20-year one.
Nobody sees the grind. I think that's pretty cool saying about going out to L.A. Mm-hmm. And you know what you realize? And I'll be honest, I'm not trying to blow smoke at myself in any way, shape, or form. But when I, you know, left the UP and I go down to Arizona State, and same thing, I'm sitting in these classes with all these frat boys whose dads were whatever. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of having to do stuff, they kind of crumble a little bit. I think there is something about a small town guy who kind of. I remember I was in this one class. This kid was like, "Oh, it's an interviewing class," and he's from L.A., big frat boy, you know, mechanical engineering. He goes, "I just need an easy 4.0 for this class." He ended up dropping the class because one of the things in class, the teacher was tough. He goes, "You must go. You got 20 minutes. Interview somebody. Come back. Write it up. Tell me what face to face you had with them." And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do the talk. He could do anything you wanted with a book, but he couldn't do that face-to-face thing. I remember he came in, he's just sweat pouring out of his face. I couldn't do it. I couldn't just talk to a stranger. So, I mean, I think sometimes in the UP, we're born with a little bit of a gift of gab that we can don't you agree with that?
Or
totally.
Or be naive.
Or naive, whatever it is.
It's the right cocktail of naivety.
Anders, I'll tell you a quick thing about that. Can you stick around for a one-minute break in just a minute?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah,
no trouble. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, when he came back to Milwaukee, they retired his jersey and everything, and he says, you know, I apologize, I wasn't very friendly, but it's amazing. Any place I was in the world or something, somebody would come up and just say, Kareem, Thank you, man. We're Bucks fans. Well, he goes, and also, has anybody ever heard of the UP of Michigan? I could be in Zimbabwe, and somebody comes up and says, hey, Kareem, I'm from the UP. And it's like, what the heck's the UP? And he's saying this at his acceptance thing. And I could just see Upers doing that, can't you?
I love that. Oh, I love that. Totally. I mean, I have to, you know, my folks, anytime I take them anywhere, they're always just chatting everybody. You know,
yes!
It's like,
yes!
Yeah, there's a, that's awesome. There is, like you said, there's a special gift there.
You know, that and a work ethic, that's
we got
that's
a super
chicken.
Quick break. This is awesome with Anders Lindwall, director of Green and Gold, the movie, back right after this. I love you when you get on my nerves
like you do. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Who wants a free Bloody Mary or a mimosa? I bet that got your attention. It's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and on Wednesday, January 29th, you can watch Mino and the Mayor live at Heights Pub and Parlor as we get together to celebrate their one-year anniversary. Enjoy a complimentary Bloody Mary or mimosa the morning of the show as you watch the guys, well, be the guys, live, in person, with special guests. Go ahead and check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, Green Bay, 98.3 Appleton, 96.5 FM, Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app. What a very, very special guest. Anders Lindwald, director of Green and Gold, the movie originally from Ann River, Michigan. I can tell you one other quick UP story, Anders. I just have to, okay?
Yeah, do it.
A few years back when I was at Channel 5 in Green Bay, I hosted a trip to Hawaii. And two of our people from our little town called, I'm sure this town will ring a bell with you, Caspian.
Oh yeah, very much two
elderly Italian ladies. Okay,
yeah,
and we're in a store.
So when they left, the population went down 50%.
Yes, we're in a store, and they're wonderful ladies. But every time we're going to go someplace, they're like, "Where's these two ladies?" And I'd have to go knock. There's ladies, you guys, everybody. Yeah, Johnny, we'll be just a minute. Yep. So we're in a grocery store, and the girl, she's buying like
it's in Hawaii.
Yeah, in Hawaii. And she probably, here, I have a coupon, hun. She goes, okay, ma'am, that's a different store. That's a different change. She goes, it's okay. You can take it. I said, well, ma'am, I can't. She goes, young lady, where I'm from in the UP, we're a little friendlier, and we will take coupons from other stores. She's like, ma'am, I don't know what you're saying. She's like, it's okay. Where I'm from, that's okay. I thought that captured the UP. A little Italian lady from the Caspian, Michigan, that captured it perfectly, doesn't it?
Right.
It's totally, yeah.
Holding up the bus in the line of the store for 50 cents. 50 cents.
That's exactly right. It might have been 40 cents.
Maybe it was 40 back then. Anyway,
we got to ask you, Craig T. Nelson, this is big time.
Like, how do you get a guy like that? How do you get access to him? How does he get him to read the script and actually say yes?
Process? Is it?
Yeah, it's a process. So you got to get a casting director, right, that has connections to all the talent agents. And so that's hard to do, you know, as a first timer, to get like a real reputable casting director. And so ours, these two ladies, they had a gap in their schedule when we were looking, and we got our script in front of them, the casting directors. They read it and they're like, hey, this is kind of a fun little story. We'll take it and help you guys out. You know, and for them, it's incentive where they, you know, in case we do well in our career, we keep using the same, you know, go back to them and help them help. And yeah, kind of keep making films with them. So
what's next here, Anders, with the actual film? What's next here in Green Bay that we can look forward to?
The next one? We
Not next I movie. Guess. Just like what's the process now with the release?
Oh, with the release. Yeah. So we're going to be, we're going to theaters nationwide. Which was way bigger than we expected. We were expecting maybe like 100 theaters, you know, 200 theaters in Wisconsin only, but it ended up, you know, it got blanketed out to the U.S. and it's 1,000 theaters nationwide. And then wow. Up actually in Canada too. So Canada's got, I think like 120 or something. So it's, surreal. Like I can't believe it.
Awesome. And what's the date? What's the drop date?
31st, yeah, so Friday. This Friday coming up.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, 5 years we've been working on it pretty much every day, and so I don't even know, have words for
exactly. Really. Neither do I. But I do you have a big party? Is everybody, you know, I've been to a few lecture parties, party, that kind of stuff. You know, do you bring the cash register? How does that work? Like, what do you guys do to celebrate a victory, or what is a victory?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, in some ways, it's not like this big climactic moment. Like, the whole film process is this, like, ups, downs. So, like, when you get Craig T. Nelson, you land him, that's a big win, you know. And then, like, when you start shooting, that's a big win. And, you know, but so this kind of feels like this is one more up, you know. And then, of course, like, we'll have to figure out, depending how it performs theatrically, is whether or not we get a theatrical or a streaming deal and home video deals. So, in some ways it's like probably how you know, you imagine the Packers when they win like a playoff game, you're like, all right, great. Here's what are we doing? We got to get ready for the next week. It kind of has some of that feeling to it where we got to gear up and see how it performs and whether or not we got to start marketing and getting ready for downstream.
Well, outstanding, man.
I'm going to it, and I'm going to stay for the whole movie.
You're damn right you are. Oh, man.
Take a video of yourself walking out of it.
Wow, this
is exciting.
Yeah, we're proud of you. This is just great. And what an inspiration you are to young people that don't have the connections that they think they have to have to make a movie. You know, you from the UP and scholarships out to school in Southern California. And
that's awesome.
Then starting your own little, you know, I'm going to make commercials because this is all I can do. This is how I can pay. And now look at you. We could be talking to you in a year and you could be – probably, you think he's going to turn into that? He didn't sound like he's going to turn off to the standoff guy. Look, I'm big.
If he was from Stambo, I would say he would. but Anders is the only person listening that knows the town of Stambo. Am I correct, Anders?
That's true. Yeah, I biked through it many times.
There you go. So. Anders, this is really exciting. We can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us like this. We are going to promote this and pull for you as much as humanly possible. Awesome. We have a lot of admiration for people like you. And we talked about this, Jim and I, whether it's, but you know what is cool? You said the same thing that so many, because Jim is huge into music and his daughters were phenomenal in music. And we always ask our musicians when they come in,
high school kid.
What was the spark?
Right.
And you said the same thing so many, a teacher in high school.
Right.
The influence they can have on kids is amazing.
The eye that they have, because our parents didn't know music or arts or even sports. But some of you guys, look, you've got some God-given talent there. You got to run with this. That's awesome.
And they give you that confidence.
Yeah. Right. The reason I said God-given, I went to Catholic schools my whole life. You could have just said you got the talent.
Yeah, exactly. No, it is. When you have somebody in it, the outside, you know, it's like it's your parents telling you you're good at something, it's one thing. But when it's somebody on the outside who, you know, totally unrelated to you says, you're really good at that. You should, you know, it's somebody you respect. And so, I'm always a big advocate for public education, high school education, like what those teachers can do is so.
Well, you're going to influence some people through this. This is awesome what you're doing.
Yeah. Anders Lindwall, director of Green and Gold, the movie. It's going to be released on the 31st this month. Cannot thank you enough, my friend. And we have nothing but great wishes for you to be a huge success.
Thank you so much, guys. That's awesome. Thanks for having me on again.
Thank you so much. Take care, my friend. Anders Lindwall, wow, is he a cool guy. Interesting, humble, down to earth.
Wow. That's going to be fun. I hope he makes a gazillion dollars because he's not going to change. I was just teasing him. He won't.
We got to set our break. We come back. JoJo Shetty McGregor. Wait until you hear her story. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the fallout from tribal and U.S. citizens getting caught up in the immigration sweeps. Also, which cabinet picks are in and out. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump will address congressional Republicans today at their leadership retreat in Florida. Over the weekend, he threatened 25% tariffs on all imports from Colombia after that country's government refused to allow U.S. military deportation planes.
In a statement, the Colombian government says that it has overcome an impasse with the United States, saying that they plan to send representatives to Washington, D.C. to meet with the Trump administration. But the White House press secretary says if Colombia violates any terms of this agreement, those tariffs are back on.
That's ABC's Rachel Scott. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire threat, but increasing the risk of mudslides in burn-scarred areas. Wall Street gearing up for early losses. Future markets lower after news of a Chinese company's AI model.